you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful day indeed in the neighborhood, right? This July 28th, 7:06 in the morning. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this wonderful day. So glad to have you along on a Tuesday already. And oh my, it was warm yesterday. I don't know about you, but it has been nice to have a little bit of summer. And I brought someone along with me who's going to co-host with me today who is actually is a trained weatherman. And so he's going to give you the weather forecast.
Stop already.
Terry is joining me this morning.
That was a long time ago.
Uh-huh. And he actually served in the Air Force and was a weatherman in the Air Force,
ooh,
right? Yay.
Yeah.
So give us the weather report for today, Mr. Terry.
Oh, no, not quit that. Well, currently we have 61 degrees. Now, you've got to understand, when I did weather, I was behind the scenes. I wasn't the voice or the face, although I do have a face
for radio.
Yep. So currently we're looking at 61 degrees. The real feels 65, a little bit of moisture out there. Today's high temperature. Oh, let me find it. Oh, my information's not in front of me. Boo hiss.
It looks like it's about 90 today. I'll help you out. Yeah.
Oh, yep. High forecast today of 91. This evening is going to be 57. Mm-hmm. So open up those windows, capture a little bit of cool air. Now, the record, and I like to look at records. That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. The record high today was 107.
Wow.
Right?
For Oregon, that's
for
really
Oregon.
Warm.
And that was back in 2009, so not that long ago. Mm-hmm. The record low, 42, in 1959.
Okay.
See, things were much cooler in the 50s. Yeah, baby.
Ever since he turned 50, that's his new theme. Things are much cooler in the 50s.
The 50s are
so
cool.
So, Mr. Weatherman, as we look for the next few days, what do we have to look forward to then?
Stop that.
I'm putting him on the spot.
See, we didn't have these apps when I did weather.
Uh-huh.
There's more power in my hand right now than we had in our weather station.
Wow.
Yep. It's just ridiculous. What I did, I briefed pilots, and they didn't have all this. We had huge monitors and things like that, and so now all the pilots do. They pretty much have everything in their hands.
So do they actually have weathermen now, still with the Air Force?
They do. They still have observers. Every hour, 15 minutes to the hour, a human will walk outside at all these radio stations. He'll look up at the sky, and he'll determine what part or what percentage of the sky is covered with cloud. Then he'll go back in. This gives them the opportunity to look for thunderstorms at a distance. If there was tornadic activity, they'd look for funnel clouds, things like that at a distance. A computer can't really do that. So he would go back in, he would type up what he observed, and then, of course, put temperatures, wind speeds, barometric pressure. And then at 5 minutes to the hour across the U.S., and there's hundreds of these, they all push the button, and all that information goes into one central database.
Incredible.
And then it's worked. The forecasters go in there, and they just kind of connect the dots. They see where the temperatures are changing, where the wind direction is changing. They take that information, they base it on climatology and other things, and they build their forecast off that.
Fantastic.
Kinda
you know,
cool.
You know
cool
how
stuff.
You know how a mom does the weather forecast?
That I'm not a mom. I'll say no.
I do not. She goes outside and she feels chill in the air, then she sends her kids with a coat. She sends the coat with the kids because they know if she tells them to put them on, they probably won't. So they'll have to carry it or put it on. It's their choice, but they're bringing along. So that's
smart
how mom,
mommy trick.
That's how mom, right? And I know someone's drinking coffee, chuckling this morning. We're so glad to have you along the morning show. This will be a fun morning. We are getting ready to go on a grand adventure. Next week, we will be in Sturgis, South Dakota, and I'll be broadcasting from there. Terry will be working full-time game on Sturgis Rally for Black Hills Harley-Davidson, and we are so excited. In fact, we had some friends stop through yesterday from Arkansas, and they've been touring the country
on their motorcycles.
On their motorcycles. Yep. I didn't get a chance to see them, but they did stop at the shop, and you got a chance to see them at the dealership.
Salem Harley-Davidson. Yeah.
And you got to visit with them, and they're having a grand journey across from Arkansas, right? But they're not going to do Sturgis. They're going to kind of avoid that area.
Yeah, they've all been before, and they know that this is going to be a pretty pretty good year for it. So there'll be a lot of traffic up there, and they're thinking, we'll just kind of go around it this time.
Well, I want to do a shout out to Avis. She's my new friend. She's been sending me some emails and stuff, and she said every time she hears us talk about South Dakota, her ears perk up, and she wakes up because she has kin in that area, right on the border near Martin and in Nebraska. And so she sent some history pictures and things. Thank you, Avis. Yeah, that was really special.
That was
neat. And South Dakota is special to me. I may or may not have shared this with our listeners, with all my friends here. South Dakota is where my family settled. They homesteaded and in South Dakota. And so my heritage, my Irish heritage and my English Danish heritage is all from that area. And so I've got lots of pictures like Ava sent in my files, black and white and on the hard, dry, dusty ground, you know, making a homestead. And so a lot of value, a lot of family values, a lot of cultural values from South Dakota. And even in this day, a lot of people are looking to South Dakota, Kristi Noem, Governor Kristi Noem, for inspiration and encouragement.
Yeah.
So it's fun. What do you think about South Dakota when you think of going there, and other than Harleys?
Well, I think of the ruggedness of it. I like whenever we're scanning through Netflix and we see a movie and it talks about, based in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the pioneer spirit that, Oregon has as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I think about.
We're going to try to broadcast from Mount Rushmore, I believe, on Friday, August 7th. That'll be fun to have a radio show from there and with a special guest on that day. And so we're still filling up the calendar, and we'll still stay in touch with what's going on here in Oregon and Oregon politics, and certainly lots in the headlines. And we've had a interesting last couple weeks. As these numbers continue, they're showing, Oregon Health Authority is showing numbers and really continuing to say that our numbers are increasing, and yet our hospitalization rates are going down. And I want to remind our listeners, and you may have heard me talk about this last week when I called Oregon Health Authority or emailed them specific questions, and I was asking them about the presumption and the presumptive numbers. How do you get that, and where do they come from? And if people do not test positive, do you go back and adjust those numbers? And it's very interesting because I think our numbers are not accurate. I think they're presumptive. I think they're good guesses. I think if someone's positive based on what they told me, and they've been around 30 people in the last 2 weeks, then there's this assumption that those people as well have COVID. And so I think they're, as you know, politically inflated. I really believe that. And so we want to be safe. I found a friend today on Facebook who said that she's being tested right now, having some symptoms and being tested now. It might be a week or two before she even knows if she indeed has it. She's quarantining and stuff. So this isn't like it's not real. You and I know people. Our niece and nephew had it.
Sure.
My grandma's had it. She's survived it.
Mm-hmm.
So we know people that it is real. But as far as the threat, I think the actual threat of it is a lot less than what's going on.
And people get it. People survive it. Those that don't have conditions, underlying conditions. It's just we're trying to determine, just like everybody else out there, is this worth shutting down an economy over?
Mm-hmm.
If the numbers and the death rates all justified it, then we would understand a little more.
I just heard yesterday another business that isn't going to survive this economic shutdown, a restaurant downtown, others that are the threat of shutting down. They just cannot keep the numbers. They cannot keep paying the rent at the rates that they are downtown and have no customers coming in. Even with the increase of wearing the mask outside and outside dining, a lot of people are just staying home again. It's an interesting place that we're in. When you think about the future, Terry, and when you think about businesses and things, what do you think about their viability and their likelihood of making it through this? What do you think?
Well, people start looking for the solution is get back to normal. That's what it is. You let people go out, do their thing, give us our freedom back. People will go out and spend money. They don't need another stimulus check. They don't need more unemployment. They just need to get back to work. People get back to work. They get hungry. They go out to eat. They take time with their friends. They gather. They celebrate. We just need to get things back. We had a fantastic economy before all this came to be. And I think it'll recover quickly if they'll just take the chains off.
Well, and there's a lot of discussions going on in this community, the Salem-Keizer Public Schools and a lot of the school boards across the Pacific Northwest, actually the country, and how we're going to get back to school and how we're going to keep our kids, because I really think that is a key component, getting our children back into education, getting them back to school. People will follow, get back to work and all of those things. And so we, next week, I'm going to have an interview. Well, I guess it's going to be the end of this week. I'm already in this week. I'm thinking ahead, right? With Susan Gallagher, with Parent Rights in Education. And there are a lot of parents that are scrambling. They're not sure what to do. There are people even in private schools like, wait a minute, we have private schools. We should be able to tell what our kids can do or can't do. And the state's trying to even control that, private religious schools. So there's a lot of information that that needs to be gathered and a lot of coalitions and alliances that need to be gathered. Another thing that people are starting to do is businesses, particularly conservative businesses that feel like maybe they're the minority and their voice isn't being heard. There's an alliance developing on that. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so we're starting to find out information about that. And if that's something that's interesting to you, you're a business owner, or you know somebody who's a conservative business owner and you're interested in finding out and you want to be networked with others who think like you, certainly let me know. You send me an email at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news, and I'll connect you to people who are working on that. And I'll get you connected to Susan Gallagher if you got questions about what I'm going to do with my kids or grandkids, you know.
You know, if one thing does come out of this, you know, a lot of people started to homeschool because they didn't like what was being taught in the public schools anyway. Mm-hmm. They started making a way, changing their lifestyle. If it meant going to a smaller home, less bills, so one of the parents could stay home and teach their kids. I have good friends that are Mennonite in Northwest Arkansas. They only go to school until the eighth grade.
Ooh.
Now, these are business owners. Mm-hmm. These are multi-million dollar successful business owners. And their education stopped at eighth grade. But that taught them what they needed to know, read, write, understand. I mean, they taught things about how to harmonize and in song. I mean, some simpler base. But again, I can't stress how successful these businesses have become.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hard work ethic, community-minded.
They use computers and CAD operated, and they do all the numbers. One of them's a successful trucker, a trucking business. He has 11 or 12 Peterbilts now. He employs a lot of folks. He just keeps building and expanding, all based on an eighth-grade education.
Yeah, and so we are getting a chance to relook at how we've been doing it, and as we look into what the public education system has become, it's really become a social justice, helping everybody feel good. It's more like a social service organization than it really is in education. And we're seeing some of this down in Portland with these young people who are tearing down statues and history and writing.
They don't know the history.
And there's a lack of honor. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of decorum and honor and a way to discuss these issues without getting upset in any other space and face, you know, about it and getting all their feelings hurt, you know.
Right.
And so we are in interesting times. It's not a time to lose hope. We are stronger together. We're stronger than COVID together, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
We are going to make a difference. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to open up the phone lines. The studio line is 503-589-1220. We'd love to invite you into the conversation
today. Give us a call, y'all.
Give us a call if you have something coming up. We'd love to talk to you. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. News that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. Encouraging you to follow us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. And we're working on getting a brand new website put together. We're hoping it'll launch around August 8th, and we're also working on starting Instagram and Twitter and all that fun stuff. We're getting up to speed, and some of that stuff I'm learning on social media. It's been a season, even just trying to keep up with Facebook, and I guess some of the downtime, that kind of helps. But if you're on those mediums out there in the community, certainly you can follow us, and or we'll just old school, give us a call and call in on the morning show and let us know what's going on, and we have a caller now, and I'm going to see here. Are you there on the line? Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Hello.
Good morning, Stacey Ann.
Hello.
There.
Who are we talking to this morning?
Hi, this is Brenda Clark here from Salem. How are you?
Oh, Brenda, so glad to talk to you. Terry's here with me.
Good morning, Brenda.
And we are hanging out together, and so glad to have you along. And we know you. Thank you for calling in this morning. So what's going on in your day today? Do you have anything special planned?
Well, yes, I am from Amy for Oregon's Congress team.
Oh.
And Amy Ryan Corser, she is the conservative Republican nominee here in our swing district, running in the 5th congressional district.
Okay.
And so we have a very exciting campaign kickoff tonight. It's our open house fundraiser.
Oh, fantastic. So she has an open house fundraiser tonight. And what time is that from?
It's from 4 to 7. Here in Kaiser.
Mm-hmm. And where's her office located?
It's at 3700-3700 River Road North.
Okay.
And that's unit number 9. And we're also, it's going to be a wonderful time. It's a beautiful office here, wonderful kickoff. And any donations, we have a $50 contribution.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly need some help in this district, and we love it if people can help Amy. She currently is doing an amazing job, and this seat is actually being represented by a Democrat that is very far left in our district. So we need all the help we can.
Well, and Brenda,
who can come out?
Let me ask you a couple questions, because
sure.
First of all, have you been involved in a campaign before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
This is my first.
Okay. And what made you decide to get involved?
Well, I've been following politics for many, many years. And now that I'm retired and I recently moved to Salem, I knew that this state needed help and I wanted to support one of the best candidates that I thought would do a great job in really helping flip this state. This seat is winnable and she is in a dead even district. So I absolutely got behind Amy Ryan Corser. I think she is just an amazing person and loves this state, loves the people genuinely. And, you know, this is an opportunity to get behind someone and that has really good common values and is going to fight every day to, you know, help people out here in this state.
I think it's
into a very bad direction right now.
I think it's incredible, Brenda, when people take that leap of faith to get involved in a campaign that never has before,
mm-hmm.
and bring their skills. You say you're retired. There's people that are retired, semi-retired. There's people that have flexibility in their time right now because they're working from home.
I think they'd love to get involved.
Love to get involved. So could they find out about volunteering and getting involved tonight, too, if they drop by the open house?
Yes, absolutely. And I just think that there's a lot of people that are very upset, very frustrated right now. And that's the best thing they can do is volunteer, help the candidates, get behind them, vote for Amy Ryan, help by donating. Anything they can right now is so important to help this district and help the state of Oregon.
And
absolutely.
And we are in interesting times because the candidates cannot campaign like they normally do, you know, with state fairs or the county fairs and things like that. So finding mm-hmm. ways to get involved in fundraising is so very important, as you said. Fundraising and gathering volunteers. Brenda, I'm so glad that you called in to let us know about this. Thank you so very much. I look forward to seeing you this afternoon. Terry, maybe we should put that on.
Should.
We should stop by. And Brenda, I've spent a little time with you, and you certainly are a treasure. You're one of our treasures that we found here in Oregon. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good morning.
Thank you for calling in. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you later, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you bet.
Bye-bye.
We're continuing the conversation right here on The Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in today, my friends. And I just, Terry, it's so so amazing. I mean, I think about this journey that we're on in life and how fun it is to meet folks mm-hmm. like Brenda and have, I haven't met Avis yet, who, you know, has been sending me emails and things and even meeting Amy, a candidate who really is, you know, when I think about people who throw their hat in the ring mm-hmm. during this particular time, you know, their time, treasure, and talent.
Well, they really put it out there, don't they?
Yes. You could be doing other things, but they're deciding to step up. And what I love about her is she's a community. Mm-hmm. She's a servant. It's not about some of these elected officials. It just appalls me how they think, oh, I've been elected by the people, so now I can rule like a queen.
Well, what I don't understand is how politicians go in there. It was supposed to be normal, common, everyday people go in there, serve a certain amount of time, and then get out, you know, contribute. But then we've got these folks, and I know you hear it a lot, career politicians. Mm-hmm. They go in there, they come out millionaires.
Right.
Millionaires. That don't make any sense to me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the idea was that you would go in, you would sacrifice your time and your treasure, you'd be away from your farm or whatever it is that you were doing, and you would serve the people, and mm-hmm. then you would come back. It was a hardship to go in and serve. Now, the streets are paved with gold. They go in there and they've got all these lobbyists and special interests, and they say, I'm going to go there because I want to retire rich. That's a terrible way to approach politics.
That makes no sense to
me.
And, you know, in the time that we have here, when we come back after this, I want to have a little exercise. So pull out your phone, Terry. I'm going to have you do something,
okay?
A little exercise. And I think we can have our listeners join in if they have Facebook. It's a Facebook thing. So we're going to do something fun.
Okay,
no,
good.
But it's kind of to get an idea of where we're at and our friends are at politically.
Oh, no.
We're going to do something kind of fun.
I think I know what's coming.
Yes. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday. I want to remind you that you can join the conversation. Yes, we'd love to have you be a part of the morning show this morning. 503-589-1220. And maybe you want to join in on this little exercise when we come back. Pull out your Facebook. Maybe it's on your phone or on your, I don't know, your iPad. We'll play this little game when we get back. Good morning to you. It's 7:35. I'm Stacey Ann, enjoying a wonderful morning with you. Thank you for tuning in. Our weather today is going to be a warm one. Mr. Weatherman.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Hot day today.
91
degrees right now, currently in the studio, 61 degrees. And I just want to do a shout out to our friend Bill Sunderland, thanking him for being a sponsor of our show this morning.
Bill's awesome.
And Bill's awesome. He's our insurance
agent. He's growing his
agent,
hair out.
Country
like
Financial.
I am.
Actually, I believe
he did get
a haircut. You know,
scoundrel.
This COVID hair, a lot of the guys are thinking, I'll grow my hair out a bit.
COVID hair, just don't care.
And Terry's been going since February. And with the rally coming up and all that, I think it's good. So
we'll have to, pretty soon
we're going to have to donate hair, right? If it continues to grow, donate for a cause. But Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, if you're looking, and I encourage, and he even talked about that when he comes on the air. And guess what? Bill and his wife are going to Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
And so Bill's going to join me on the air in South Dakota.
Fantastic.
So that'll be fun.
Is it
and
their first time?
I don't know.
I think it might be.
I know first time to Sturgis. I don't know if they've been through South Dakota before.
You know,
before,
we have another couple of friends that are going.
Oh, we do?
We just found out.
Oh, yes. Trish and Jim might go. Yes. And so if you know anybody going to Sturgis, you'll have to tell them to look for us there at Black Hills Harley-Davidson in Rapid City, and it'll be a fun time. But again, get a hold of Bill if you want an evaluation of your insurance and financial advising and all that good stuff. His number is 503-885-0789. And as we continue the fun in this morning and conversation, I have a little exercise for y'all. If you have Facebook, if you have your Facebook open right now, and if not, I'll post this on our Facebook page so you can try it too. Someone else had this on their little stream, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. Here it is. Here's a social experiment. So you got your phone ready, Terry?
Yep.
Here we go. Here's a social experiment for you. Go to Donald J. Trump Facebook page, the official Facebook page, and see how many friends have liked his page. Then go to Joe Biden's Facebook page and see how many of your friends have liked his page and then post the results. And so I did this, and I found out that 99 plus of my friends have liked Trump's page, and 7 of my friends have liked Biden's. And so I think the idea of this is that to really get kind of an idea, because we're hearing that the poll numbers, right? And I never get a call. Mm-mm. They don't have my cell phone. They don't call me. They don't ask my opinion who I'm going to vote for. And most of the people I've talked to, they've never been in one of those surveys. And so where are they getting all this idea from?
I wish the car warranty people would call and ask me about my warranty and who I'm going to vote
for. Oh, good point. Yeah. They seem to find us, whether we're in Arkansas or Oregon or South Dakota, the warranty. Your car warranty. I'm like, how do you know about my car warranty?
Right?
I don't even have a warranty. What are you talking about?
School loans I don't have.
That too. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So did you do this, Terry?
I did.
What did you find out?
99 plus on Trump.
Uh-huh.
And 3.
Okay,
on Biden.
And so we'll post this on. So it's a little tricky to find when you go to the Facebook official page, but it'll show like your friends and it'll say right there. Mm-hmm. You have to search for a little bit, but it will tell
takes
you.
A second.
And so it's a little exercise, little experiment.
I think I'm equally yoked with my friends.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I have a little more Biden supporters than you do, even.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. So that's kind of fun. And as we continue the conversation this morning, I think it's really important that we try to find joy and laughter in this season.
In everything.
But it's a difficult season. And if you listen this morning at 6 a.m. this morning, and again, you can listen to it tonight, Jeff Croft's show, he really hit the hammer on the nail today about, hey, we are
hit
in.
The hammer on the nail.
Yeah.
We know what you mean. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
that
ahead.
That thing,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And stay out of
really,
my toolbox.
Yeah, exactly. So we really had a chance to talk about this election. And I know everybody's like, oh, they say that every election. Every election is so serious. And it's, the world's going to shatter and going to end. But I have never in my 50 years experienced anything like we've experienced the last 6 months. And if we, again, don't realize that these elected officials rule our lives in a sense, and if we don't put the right people in place, we're going to continue to get more of the same. Do we want more of the same?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, we have this system set up for a reason, and we want it to be non-judgmental, equal, non-violent. That's the reason we vote folks in. That's the reason that everything's done by paper and laws, because we don't want, you know, riots in the street. We don't want a revolution. We want to maintain a flow and a balance. That's what the founding fathers wanted. They came through revolution. They're like, we don't want to do this again. The lives lost and all this. Let's be a country of laws and not of men. And I hear that a lot, but I think they meant it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. So what we need to do is vote the people that reflect how we feel. So if we're happy with how things are going, then keep reelecting the same folks. But if you want change, get out, vote, put those different people in, and you'll get a different result.
Well, you know that there's a lot of research and surveys they've done. We're just talking about we've not been called personally to find out who we're going to vote mm-hmm. for. But you're probably familiar with Barna, right? Do you know? Have you mm-hmm. heard about Barna research? They research attitudes and trends and things and tie into polling
yeah,
and stuff. And I ran across this because I think we hear a lot of key words. Like we've heard a lot of new words, like the word pivot and social distancing. These are all new words that within the last 6 months we've become comfortable with, in a sense, because of what's going on with COVID-19. We hear the word socialism. We hear the word conservative. We hear the word liberalism. We think we know what that means, but we don't really. And I found this clip, and it's from the Wall Builders. I'm going to play it now. It's about 2 minutes long. I'm going to play it because it's socialism in America, and I think it hits home right where we're at. Let's listen to this.
We're here with George Barna, and George, you have done so much research looking at America, and even this idea of where America is now, that we're kind of flirting with socialism. I'm curious, why are Americans choosing socialism, or do they even know what socialism is?
Yeah, I mean, in the studies that we've done, we've found that 41% of Americans say that given a choice, they'd take socialism. So we did a large national study where we gave them 93 questions about different forms of economics and governance and whatnot, and then ask them again now, after having thought about it to that extent, which do you prefer? And it fell down to only about 2% who said that they would prefer socialism. However, the number of people who said they prefer capitalism also dropped. I mean, the big takeaway is that Americans don't really understand much about how we're governed, how our economics works, what the history of all of this is. Even though we're being bombarded constantly, whether it's by professors, by the media, by public leaders who are pushing socialism and using key words, you know,
sure,
social justice and equality, these kinds of things sell well. You know, we'll give you free college education, we'll give you free health care. Those things are really putting some momentum behind socialism. But I mean, when people stop to think about it, they realize two things. Number one, they really don't know what they're talking about. And number two, maybe they're not as pro-socialism as they initially thought. So I think it's an important conversation for us to be having with people. But it's also important for us when we have that conversation to be educated about what people know about socialism, what it means, what capitalism is, what its record is, and to put all of that together so that it's not just about feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be more fair under socialism. Let's actually have some data. Let's have some measures, objective measures that we go to give us a better conversation.
Sure. So most Americans don't know what socialism is, or even capitalism for that matter, which is a little challenging. But this is where it's a great opportunity for us to be able to help educate people on the principles that have made this nation successful. And part of those are the principles of the free market or capitalism. And this is where we have to start helping people understand what truth actually is.
Oh, good stuff. What truth really is, and that's Wall Builder, Socialism in America. And I think it's important that we continue to educate ourselves and be familiar with the key words that we're hearing thrown around. And we hear a lot of conservatives saying, oh, we're fighting socialism, but when we enter into the conversations with people and they really want these free things like free education and free healthcare and things, I love the fact there in Barna, they kind of narrowed it down and realized maybe they're not as socialistic as they think they are. And again, being familiar with our Constitution, our constitutional rights, having an education, having your own copy. Do you have your own copy of the Constitution? Did you know you can get a free copy? And Terry, you've been really good at letting people know personally that they can get their own copy. And I think we should have a copy of the Constitution in one hand and the Bible in the other. I think they're great guides to our day-to-day life. How can people get a copy of their own Constitution?
Hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale, Hillsdale.edu.
Okay.
Just go there, click on it. It's an easy path to get your free copy of your Constitution and read your Constitution. Take time. There's a lot of information in there. It's practically a pamphlet, but
yes,
it's life-changing. You have no idea the power that was given to you.
Mm-hmm. And when you hear people, newscasters, you hear folks talking or thrown around parts of the Constitution, then you can verify that that's what it really says, because we're having kind of a crisis of identity, in a sense, in America, and people are trying to re-educate us in things that aren't necessarily the truth, or they're trying to twist it. And our Supreme Court is right now, they're supposed to look at our laws as they're being developed, as they brought up to the Supreme Court, in the view of the Constitution. And this is where it's so important. Again, elections have consequences, and we want to make sure that we're getting judges, Supreme Court judges, nominated that are there for their lifetime, that are going to uphold the Constitution, not create new elements or shadows of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a real critical time. And again, Hillsdale is so gracious to give these copies away.
That's
You're
right.
Listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We'll be back continuing the conversation after this. If you'd like to join in the conversation, we invite you to give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello. It's 7:50 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Terry.
Good morning.
We're having fun this morning, and we're so glad to have you along in the conversation. And there is so much going on, and it's fun to see life get back to business as usual. We know some events that are coming up, and things are kind of tweaked because of still the mandates that are out there. But I want to do a shout out to our friends at Hope Pregnancy Clinic right here in Salem. They are doing a Hope for Salem Run Walk virtual edition. They're going to do it online where you can get pledges and help support this wonderful organization that protects life and helps moms, comes alongside moms. And their actual event is August 15th. You can do a 10K, 5K, 1K family fun run. Do it on your own time, and then certainly you can help raise money and get pledges. And I signed up. So if you can't participate and you don't want to do it yourself and raise money, you can certainly go to their website and pledge me as well. HopeForSalem.com, or let's see, HopeForSalem.org is what it is. Yep, that's what it is. So give them a call or email, get involved, and we want to continue to stand with them during this time. Also, I want to remind you, and Terry, you know I have this like in every car we own, right?
It's great. Mm-hmm. It really is.
And so I'm showing him the Best of the Willamette Valley little guidebook that we have, and it's like we go, okay, what do we want for dinner tonight, right? And it's
believe
like,
it or not, we really do.
And it's like, oh, let's go to the Best of for Mexican.
Yep.
And oh my goodness, I love this little restaurant. It's so good. And their homemade flour tortillas. Now, the next place we're going to go to is Bowen Vine. That is on the list. And that's one of the winners, too, of the gold seal from Best of. And if you don't have a copy of this, you can get a copy by going to bestofthewillamettevalley.com. 329 businesses voted best by our listeners and all of you in this community.
That's the best thing. It was all of us that chose number one.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fun. And so we have so much going on in the community. And I, like I said, here at the station, we're upgrading our website. And a part of that, we're going to do a community page that has events going on. So if you have something up, and I know a lot of people are like, well, we're going to plan something in October, but we don't know.
I
feel you. I understand. But why not continue to move in that direction and have a plan B or C or D if you need to?
Well, there's still nightly things that are going on in the week. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're saying, well, where was somebody, where's some live music tonight or someone picking on the guitar? And if you had a place to go to that, you could go outside, sit in a patio, and listen to some music. That'd be a great
source. Well, when we went to Independence in Monmouth last week, one evening, I don't even remember which day it was, and there was a gal down in the amphitheater there at the park. She was playing, she had her guitar, and she had a little amplifier, and she's playing, and everybody was sitting in kind of, because they have ridges where you can sit in the amphitheater, and people were social distancing and still enjoying music. It was very nice. And so if you know of things like that, I must have been Friday night because I was hoping they were doing their drive-in movie thing.
Oh, that's right.
They're doing some fun things. So if you have something going on, or you know something, or you see something, you know, let us know, because we'd love to put that on our website and our Facebook.
There's so many neat small towns around here that do cool stuff.
Yep. And the other thing is, we're working on something pretty cool. We're not going to completely release it until when we release our Facebook page. But if you're a business owner, or you know a business owner, we've got something in the works that's going to be a real blessing to you. And connecting us and connecting to community. So be listening and watching for that. It's so fun. It's fun to plan, and it's fun to watch a network and utilize our community resources and our relationships to benefit one another. And we've just met some of the most amazing people.
Well, and that's part of our nature. We all want to be kind of like the hero. We want to be that person that connected someone or found something for someone. And so they can say, man, that whatever you turned me on to, that was great. It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't cost a thing.
Yes, yes.
Warm and fuzzies.
It's kind of fun. Our friend Diana at Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, she's been able to host some of these outreaches, like with Kicking Cancer and things. And it's just been fun to watch people come together and network.
She's the queen of warm fuzzies.
Yes, she's very.
There should
very
be a drink
sweet.
There called the warm fuzzy.
Okay, now we'll get the guys working on that one. That's pretty funny. It could be a nice cup of green tea with honey in
it.
How's
that? Warm fuzzy.
That sounds great. So as we continue the conversation, we invite you to join in 503-589-1220. We've got all kinds of opportunities to get involved in the community, get involved in certainly candidates' races. And last week it was fun to have Anna Kasachev on the show. And she's, of course, in District 22 running for the House. And they had their Heroes in Blue week over the weekend.
That's
right. And we are looking for ways, too. And if you have a suggestion on how we can get behind our frontline people, whether they're, you know, in the sheriff department or the police department, or perhaps they're
EMT, firemen.
EMT, firemen, if there's a way that we can get connected to them, or you know people that have an amazing story that we can interview, I'd love to interview them. You can send me an email at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. And it looks like we have a phone caller. We're going to see here if we can get our phone up. And here we go. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to the morning show.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to this morning?
You have the Kicking Cancer guy on the phone.
Hi, Baron. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Terry, how was your birthday?
I feel older. You know, people usually say, you know, it's not, I love the 40s. The 40s were great. I'm good with the 50s. You really do. You slow down things and your priorities change, I think. And you don't lift heavy things anymore, so I don't have to do that.
I do.
Yeah, you do. You're in better shape than I am.
Well, I'm training up for another Spartan. We have an 80.
Oh my gosh!
I lift heavy things.
Oh dear. Oof.
Oh, that Spartan thing. I don't know. I would like to put that on the bucket list. I'm just kind of a wimp. I don't know.
I think I'll go spectate the Spartan.
There
and that'll
you go.
Be on my bucket list.
I'll join you.
I would tell you that 3 years ago, it was not on my bucket list. And then I met a guy with no legs that does it.
Wow.
And you met him, Stacey. And when I met Casey, I thought, you know what? This guy does it with no legs. I can at least try.
Yeah. Oh, that just did it right there. I probably should try.
Inspiration.
Mm-hmm. I remember Casey.
And
he's a
he
great
has
guy.
The same, Stacey. You're going to love this. And this is... This was the theme of one of our workshops. And anyway, Casey says, it's only impossible because I haven't done it yet.
Oh, well, okay.
Yep.
I'm going to put it on my bucket list. There we go.
Human flight.
Baron, you have Kicking Cancer has an event coming up August 8th. Throw that out there for everybody and let us know what's going on.
You mentioned Diana, and she truly is an amazing lady at what she's done for this community. We're calling it Rockin' for Rebecca. And Rebecca Smith has a lot of issues in her own life. But then the first part of June, on top of battling through some cancer issues, her husband died unexpectedly. Massive heart attack, 12 hours later, brain damage, and he died.
Oh, dear.
And so, you know, part of what I love about our organization, and we're just thrilled that you're on the board of directors now, is we're about raising money for local people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And, you know, it's about the widowers. It's about what Christ talks about. And that's what this is all about.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Baron.
Thank you, Baron.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you. So a special event on the 8th of August, we'll be telling you more about that. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Thank you, Terry, for joining in on the conversation
welcome.
Today. Thanks for those that called in. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, together, we're overcomers. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.